Greetings from outdoors. Eugene Schifflin loved the plays of William Shakespeare, and he also loved birds. I get that. So do I, but I just watched them, the plays and the birds. Schifflin had a grand plan to pay tribute to the bard by bringing every bird mentioned in a Shakespearean play to America. Just one line. In just one play, Henry IV, Shakespeare mentions starlings. According to the story, on March 6, 1890, Schifflin and his servants carried cages holding 60 imported starlings into New York Central Park and released them. The next year, he released 40 more. Like human European immigrants, starlings went forth and multiplied. An estimated 200 million of their descendants are now found throughout the continent, and they cause significant damage. Around here, starlings eat cherries, but they really are not picky about what crops they destroy. They also spread tick and foodborne diseases. Flocks of starling have caused airplane crashes. Finally, this introduced species has been able to outcompete native birds. Starlings are part of the reason for the precipitous decline in songbird populations. Like the Brotherhood of Man, starlings instinctively know how to succeed in business without really trying. I'm Kagan Herringa, Outdoors.